Hi, how are you this evening? This is Angie B with 11 from Heaven Through the Gates of Motherhood Life Podcast Show. And I'm so glad that you're able to join me this Friday evening. I hope that your week has been wonderful, and I hope that your week has been safe. I hope that everyone is still wearing their mask, and I hope that you are well in your spirit and you're well in your body. But I'd like to have a conversation tonight. I have a very special guest, and I want to have a conversation with her. As adults, we have been voicing our thoughts, our opinions about everything with the pandemic and with what's going on. But I also want for us to know that it has affected our children. And so my special guest on this evening is my daughter, Skye. And so she's going to have a conversation with me. And you can share this podcast with your children, because our children have been affected by everything as well. Not only adults, but children have been affected. Teens have been affected. And so I want to get her thoughts. And maybe your children are feeling the same way, and we just never thought to ask them what their thoughts are about this pandemic and about what's going on in the world today. So I'm going to start off by saying hi to you, Skye.
Hello.
Thanks for joining me this evening.
You're welcome.
And so let's start by, let me ask you, you see the pandemic's been going on and it's affected schools, it's affected a lot of different things. And can you tell me, how has the pandemic affected you? First of all, you're 14 years old, and you definitely have a voice. You've been doing fantastic in school, by the way. You honor roll, so kudos to you for being a smart, studious student. But I'd like to ask you, what are your thoughts about the pandemic, and how has it affected you?
Well, I think that this is probably like a wake-up call for us, because we've gotten too comfortable with living our life, and we definitely forget a lot of times, like germs, how much germs that go around. And yeah, it definitely helped me to take care of myself more and to be cautious. But definitely for teens, like with school and stuff, e-learning. So for some people, it's been good. For some people, it hasn't been so good. But I think for me, it's helped me to be more grateful, because a lot of times in school, like we don't like school. But then like when all this stuff happened, we're like, dang, we really want to go back to school. So it definitely helped me to be more grateful. And yeah, I hope that, well, the beginning of when this pandemic started, I definitely was like sad that we had to stay in the house and stuff. But I think now we've gotten comfortable with it, and it just is what it is. We can't really do anything but to take care of ourselves.
Okay, and so do you feel like, what have you been kind of doing to help to kind of take care of yourself a little bit better? What do you find yourself doing now that you probably weren't doing before?
I definitely wash my hands a lot, because like so much germs get on your hands. What else? I take a lot more showers more, because you know there's so much stuff on your body from being outside, and I try not to touch people as much unless it's like family.
So what about vitamins and stuff? Do you feel like you've had to up like your vitamins and things like that? What have you been doing as far as vitamins?
We've been taking a lot of vitamin C, drinking more tea, and yeah, just to keep your body clean.
Just to keep your body clean.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's really thought-provoking what she said, that she kind of didn't think about germs and kind of the way we work. But what are your thoughts about with the e-learning? What are your thoughts about that? Because I know some students have not been that successful in the area, depending on where you are. Some students have not been able to have, say, the Chromebooks and computers and things like that. What are your thoughts about that, and how do you feel about the fact that you were able to have that versus someone who didn't? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, for some people, like, they think that at home, like, doing work at home is more better than doing it at school, because like you get distracted a lot with other students. And I think that doing work at home is definitely better. And yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad that you that she had a voice with that, because again, now let me ask you this: do you think that you had to be just as serious and studious at home than you were at school, or for you, do you think that it really didn't make a difference for you?
I think it didn't really make a difference, because like at school, I'm always doing my work, and then at home, like, I feel more comfortable, and sometimes I can get distracted on my phone, but then I just try like to do my work and like put my phone aside for
once.
Put
your phone aside and stuff in that way. Okay, that's awesome. So let's kind of jump to another topic. Thanks, Guy, for your answers and for kind of giving me an insight on what you were thinking and what you thought about during the pandemic, how it affected you with school. And so let me ask you one more question concerning that. When you see that we're out and about and we have to put masks on, and you know, as far as safety, what are your thoughts about that? Because this is something you've never seen before. I mean, I am your mom, and I've never seen it before, too. So what are your thoughts when you go out and you actually seen all of us in the stores and we have our mask on? Like, what are your thoughts? Are you thinking of something from a movie, or like, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, like stuff that happens on movies, I always think about like, what if this happens in real life? And that's what it kind of feels like. Like everyone wearing masks, and it kind of feels like a lockdown. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of weird to see it, but we've all gotten used to like living our life like this.
Yeah, kind of living your life like this. And I know you're hoping that everything is over, because as far as school goes, what are your thoughts about school opening back up? And if school does not resume and open back up, are you prepared in your mind to continue e-learning at home, seeing that you're going to be a freshman? What are you thinking about concerning that, going back to school and that things may not open back up?
Like I said, everything is in God's hand. I don't really know if school is going to open up or if we're going to have to still do e-learning, but I'm hoping school opens back up, because I think it's, some people, like, they really don't really like e-learning, and it's really hard for them. But for me, I really would like school to open back up, because it's so much easier to have people or teachers talk in front of you and teach you things.
And teach you things, yeah. Versus talking to them on the chat board and stuff like that.
And also, sometimes people Wi-Fi just a little slow, so
People's Wi-Fi gives out?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, okay, thanks, Guy, for, I'm so glad that I'm able to talk to her, and she's so candid about what she's thinking. So here's another thing that we're going to talk about. You know, there's been so much with racism right now. We're going through a lot of that, and there was looting and protesting going on. And can you tell me, Sky, what are your thoughts about racism as a teen? What are your thoughts when you see the news and you hear about people such as George Floyd, who was killed? And what are your thoughts about racism? And do you feel safe as a young African-American girl? Or are you concerned about African-American males? Just tell me, what are your thoughts and concerns right now about racism?
Well, I really try not to watch the news and stuff, because it kind of just makes me a little sad. But I think that we're all the same. Like, God, he made us all people to be on this earth so we can like come together in unity. Mm-hmm. And I think like a lot of time we just think because of the color of our skin that they're different, or we have to watch them more because they might do something like bad or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I just think that we just have to come together and speak up. And a lot of times I think boys, like males, black males, they have it worse than black females, because of course they're boys. And like not all white police, but a lot of white police tend to watch them more. And I think that shouldn't happen, because not to like be racist or anything, but a lot of white males get away with a lot more. And I think that's kind of sad. So I think they need to find better polices, but not all police are bad, but they definitely need to find some better polices.
Mm-hmm. Right, because not all police are bad, right? Let's get that straight. There are a lot of upstanding police officers who are fighting to keep peace with everyone, no matter what your color is, but there are those few police, right, that, you know, do not do that. And so that is a concern, not only for Skye and for her age, but that's also a concern for all of us. And so you said something really key, that God created all of us to be unified and to be as one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so the last thing that I want us to talk about is, what do you think that we can do as a people? What do you think that we can do as a people so that we can help? And we know there's a history of things, right? Right before you were born, before I was born, we know there was a history. But what do you think that we can do as people, no matter what color that we are, specifically for African Americans and other races, what do you think we can do to kind of bridge the gap so that we could understand each other a little bit better? What do you think anybody, and then what do you think you can do differently toward other races?
I think that black and whites, like, we need to come together more and speak up, because I think that we, a lot of times, we don't come together, which is really bad, and we just think we have to loot and, like, break things or whatever just to get our anger out, which is not good at all, because you're gonna have to rebuild a lot, and people's businesses are actually going down because of that. And we definitely need to speak up, but do it in a more peaceful way, so we can actually, like, the people can actually listen to what we have to say. And what I can do is, I think I could watch what I say, and I'm not racist, but sometimes, like, the things I say can be a little, so I definitely need to watch what I say, and yeah.
Okay, and these are all, and I'm glad you said that, Skye, because we all can be better, right? We all can make better choices of how we say things, and not stereotype people, and not stereotype people based on what we may see on TV, right?
Yes.
Because a lot of times people base stuff off of what they see on TV, and they think that that's the way that all African Americans are and all white people are, and we have to be watchful of that. We really have to. So I am so glad that I was able to talk with you, Skye, on this Friday evening. It's been a blast just to get your thoughts, because again, it's always a good thing to know what are our children thinking. Again, we have so many thoughts and we voice them everywhere, but maybe we can take the time out, or you can take the time out, if you have not this evening, to talk to your children, your teens, your little children, your elementary school children, and see how has all this affected them. And we would be surprised to find out that their thoughts are similar to ours. And if they're not similar to ours, they have their own thoughts in their own little minds. So again, we are glad to have you join us this evening, Skye, on the show. And so is there anything else that you would like to say that you think would be beneficial that we all could do to move better as a unity and more unified? Is there anything else that comes to mind that you think we could do? Not really? Nothing comes to mind?
Not really. Like I said, just try to be in unity.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Okay, so we are out of time. So again, I would like to thank you for listening this evening, this Friday evening. I hope that you were able to relax, grab a cup of tea, and listen to this podcast with an open mind and with open thoughts. And just know that, again, it's not only affecting us, but it's affecting our children, and it has affected our children. But I'm so glad that Skye was willing to join me on this Friday evening. So you have been listening to Angie B, 11 from Heaven Through the Gates of Motherhood Life Podcast. And again, I am Angie B, and this is 11 from Heaven. And I'm so happy you could join me this evening. And I will talk to you on next Friday evening. Thanks for joining me. Say bye-bye, Skye.
Bye.